Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Courtney Tripp with 3B Soap Reviews. It's been almost a year since I was on air, and so I'm extremely excited because it's a brand new show, brand new people involved, and I absolutely cannot wait for this year and to be able to share it with you. So before I go into the soap part of it, and going over Young and the Restless and a little bit over Days of Our Lives, even though I don't cover that anymore, I do want to go ahead and say that it's nothing personal against, you know, Days of Our Lives. It was not that that I didn't enjoy my time with NBC. I completely did. But some things just kind of unraveled, and it was just time for me to move on. And that's why I went on such a long of a hiatus, because I was making some career changes and creating new affiliations within the business, and it was just something I needed to do. And I know a lot of you had reached out to me over the course of those months and had asked me why and when I'd be back and all those sorts of things. So, and a lot of it I can't discuss just for legal matters, just with my, like I said, my affiliations within certain networks. But I'm back and I'm excited, and I can't wait to dive into all of this with you. I've been watching Young and the Restless every single day, never miss an episode. I'm as hooked on it as I was Days of Our Lives. And it's such a great show, and the people affiliated with CBS are so wonderful. And they've been so kind to me, people that have helped me with the show and redevelop it. It has been an absolute blast. So for those of you that obviously have listened to the show over the last almost 10 years? Almost, we're pushing that. For those of you that have listened to the show and followed me from YouTube to other guest appearances that I've had up until my own show, I'm so happy that you're back and that you're here listening like you were before. You guys were so dedicated, and I enjoyed interacting with you on Twitter and on Facebook and all sorts of things. I mean, you were just all so great. Now, for those of you that this is your first time listening, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, just so that you can kind of get my background and know who I am as a reviewer and kind of how I ended up in this position. So, funny story. When I graduated high school, I didn't have anything to do that summer. It was my summer off. I wasn't going to really be doing much of anything except hanging out with friends and doing what newly graduated kids do. And I just ended up turning on the TV one day out of boredom and turning on Days of Our Lives. And it happened every single day. I caught myself going, oh, it's 1 o'clock. Maybe I'll just go ahead and turn that on. And it would just be background noise. But then I started catching myself sitting and listening to the show and paying attention to the characters and actually knowing what was going on. And then I ended up getting extremely entrapped in all of it. And I created Courtney Tripp TV on YouTube back in, yeah, it was about 2008, 2009. And I just started doing review videos from my house and talking to the fans and making collages of EJ and Sammy. If those of you that watched Days of Our Lives, you know that EJ and Sammy, they're not on the show anymore, but I did collages of them for, I don't even know how long. And then I was approached by someone who was starting their own show, and they asked me to be the Days of Our Lives correspondent. Well, then it went from there. I was a Days of Our Lives correspondent with them. I did a lot of the advertising with them, which was a lot of fun. The celebrity interviews were a blast. Got to meet some of the coolest soap stars and people in the soap opera business. It was just absolutely the biggest joy of my life at the time. And the show ended up getting canceled, and I moved on to just doing some guest appearances with some local podcasts. And then moving on from that, after doing that for such a long time, I, for a short amount of time, decided that maybe it was time that I just kind of kick it and just not do it anymore. And then I decided I was just going to go for it. And I ended up creating 3B Soap Reviews. So I spun off of Talk Soap, and because I had done some stuff with him, and I actually don't know if he's still doing his stuff anymore. He might be. But a lot of the shows, they just really taught me a lot about the business in terms of you guys, in terms of how dedicated you were and how large of a demographic that you guys brought to the table. And I never realized that soap operas were such a big deal. You know, I just did it for fun. And then people were going, hey, you know, you're really good at this. Hey, maybe you should consider doing this for a living. And so I said, why not? Let's give it a shot. So I started 3B Soap Reviews. So I ended up doing my spinoff, and it got a little bit dark there for a while. A lot of you may know about this, but there was the big scandal on Twitter of Code of Silence, where a lot of the EJ and Sammy fans were just absolutely infuriated by the way that they were treating his character and putting him having an affair with Abigail Devereaux. And I played a big part in the Code of Silence on Twitter, where we never used the NBC-affiliated hashtags, and it seemed to drop the demographic considerably, and that's how I'll put it. But, you know, it had a lot of positive and negative effects. I, along with the other people, the other affiliates that really kind of took a stand against Ken Corday Productions in terms of how they were treating the characters on the show, I just was really proud of the work that we did, and I was proud of the fact that they listened. And that's what's important, is that it was all about you guys. And of course, you know, it is also about the actual business aspects of it all that matter. And what was most important to me was that your voices would be heard, and it was through us, you know, podcast hosts and things like that, that we would voice your opinions on things, and you guys were very vocal about it, and you continue to be to this day. So ended up that when James Scott and Allison Sweeney left Days of Our Lives, I ended up kind of losing interest in the show. The show just kind of fell flat for me. I stuck around for a while, kind of got affiliated with some other super couple fan groups, and it just kind of didn't ever really take off for me. And that's at that point when I kind of dropped my affiliations with any NBC connected people. It just wasn't the right fit anymore. It wasn't any fun anymore. It was just a really sad thing for me. And I think that's something that I still see happening. People are just that. Let me, before I even say that, I'm not saying that there aren't many of you that love Days of Our Lives and love the direction it's taking, and that is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But from what I could see, there was more negative than positive where Days of Our Lives was concerned. So, like I said, I lost interest and I lost the drive to fight for the show. Of course, whenever all the rumors were going around that Megyn Kelly was going to be taking their time slot, I was devastated because that was my home. That's where my career got started, was with Days of Our Lives. And of course, I would never want to see that ship sink, no matter how upset I may have been with Ken Corday and Greg Meng and other people that were affiliated with the whole just sinking of the ship in general. So whenever I went on this hiatus and just stopped doing my show, I just kind of decided to reflect. Did I still have a passion for soap operas the way that I did, you know, those years ago? But I realized that I do, and I always will. So I ended up getting the desire to try again, and I started watching The Young and the Restless. And I cannot tell you how hooked I am on this show. And I've been able to emotionally invest in almost every storyline, so let's be fair. But I have found myself just absolutely enthralled with it. And so that's where I'm at today. I'm here, and I couldn't be more excited. I have some of the best mentors ever leading me through this process. And they know who they are, and I don't know what I would do without them. So to Nikki and Susan, who have absolutely just been the best to me and given me all the hope in the world that I'm able to do this, I can't thank you enough. And so that wraps that up, all that emotionalness. And for those of you that don't know me, I'm extremely blunt. I may say things you don't like. I may say things that surprise you. But that's half the reason why the show works, in my opinion. Sometimes you don't always want to be that whole professional, keep your back straight, keep your chin up kind of a person. I believe in saying what I mean, and of course, saying it in the nicest way possible, in the most passive aggressive way possible if you don't like it. So let's move on to soaps, because that's what I want to talk about. Let's talk about these Daytime Emmy nominations, okay? So Young and the Restless is leading the pack. So proud. With 25 nods, followed by Bold and the Beautiful and General Hospital at 23 each, and As Verlaz has 22. So let's go ahead and announce these for those of you that haven't taken a look. Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, Young and the Restless are up for Outstanding Drama Series. We know that. So let's go on to Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. Nancy Lee Grahn, Alexis on General Hospital. Gina Tognoni, Phyllis, The Young and the Restless. Congratulations, Gina. Heather Tom, Katie, The Bold and the Beautiful. Jess Walton, who plays Jill on The Young and the Restless. She's absolutely wonderful. I love you, Jill. And Laura Wright, Carly on General Hospital, no shocks there. So, Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, Peter Bergman, Jack, The Young and the Restless. I just want to let you know how much I hate Jack right now. It breaks my soul because I absolutely love that man overall. So, Scott Clifton, Liam, The Bold and the Beautiful. I've heard lots of buzz about him, so that's pretty cool. Billy Flynn, Chad, Days of Our Lives. He is wonderful. Love him, love him, love him. Then we have Vincent Irizarry, Deimos, Days of Our Lives. He's awesome. And Christoph St. John, Neil, The Young and the Restless. Woohoo! He's wonderful as well. So let's keep going down the list. Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. We have Stacey Heideck, Patty, The Young and the Restless. Finola Hughes, Anna, General Hospital. We have Anna Maria Horsford, Vivian, The Bold and the Beautiful. Kate Mancey, Abigail, Days of Our Lives. Kelly Sullivan, Sage, The Young and the Restless. Absolutely good that they killed her off. Beautiful, but she's got that new show going on with Heather Locklear, and I cannot think of the name of it all of a sudden. That is so unprofessional with me. We have Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series, John Aniston, Victor, Days of Our Lives. Steve Burton, Dylan, The Young and the Restless. Chad Duell, Michael, on General Hospital. Jeffrey Vincent, Therese. Carlos Joe, General Hospital, and James Reynolds, who plays Abe on Days of Our Lives. Then we have Outstanding Younger Actress in a Drama Series. We have Lexi Ainsworth, Christina, General Hospital. We have Rain Edwards, Nicole, The Bold and the Beautiful. We have Hunter King, Summer, The Young and the Restless. We have Chloe Lanier, Nellie on General Hospital. And Olivia Allen Lind, Faith, The Young and the Restless. I'm going to keep moving on down. Outstanding Younger Actor in a Drama Series, Brian Craig, Morgan, General Hospital. We have Pearson Foday, Thomas, The Bold and the Beautiful. We have James Lestavik, Joey, Days of Our Lives. We have Taquan Richmond, PJ, General Hospital. And Anthony Turpel, RJ, The Bold and the Beautiful. Done! You guys are great. So, if I'm going to call it, I can't call it and be fair. I want to see Gina win. She is incredible. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a sort of biased, but she's absolutely brilliant. And Jess is amazing too. So I just don't know who's going to win that one. I would really prefer it if Gina did. I think it's her time. In terms of lead actor, yikes. I just don't know. I think Peter should take it. I really do. And, you know, I haven't really spent enough time and invested in Bold and Beautiful and General Hospital. I really have, and I've said this over the years, that I absolutely wish that I had the capability of being emotionally invested in more than one soap at a time, but I just don't have it in me. Like, I only have two best friends, okay? Like, I just can't do it. I can't, you know, divide my time and my emotions like that. I'm all over the place. In terms of the supporting actress, can't tell you. I think Kelly Sullivan is really, really good. Kate Mancey was fabulous as Abigail. But I can't say where Vanilla and Anna are. I'm not really sure. Because, like I said, I don't watch General Hospital and The Bold and Beautiful. So, yikes. And Stacey's amazing. Patty's just one of the craziest characters I've ever witnessed in my entire life. John Aniston is wonderful for the supporting actor. He's just incredible. I love him to death. Steve Burton killed it as Dylan. I have enjoyed him so much, especially with the Sully reveal of him being Christian. That was the best. He played that like a normal person would, going through those levels of grief. It was just great. And James Reynolds, I mean, he's a classic as Abe on Days of Our Lives. So, that one, I just really can't call it. I mean, I have my favorites and my biased views on that, but overall, I really can't tell you. In terms of the younger actors, yikes. I don't really pay attention to this because it's not that they're not talented. It's that I can't get into teenage storylines. And Days of Our Lives has kind of gone off on a kick on that. Even Young and the Restless has the storyline with Reed, and you know, but it's intertwined with his relationship with his mother and his relationship with Billy, and you know, so it's not so much a teen thing. And that's what they're doing on Days of Our Lives. They just have these separate storylines with all the teenagers, and I just can't get into that. So, as for you know, the outstanding younger actress. Faith's a cute little character. I don't think it's an Emmy-worthy performance, but she's growing into her own. I would probably, if I was just basing it on who I've seen perform, obviously Hunter King as Summer. That was a lot of fun watching her develop into her adulthood throughout the show, and then obviously she just kind of hit Splitsville and left. But I'm really excited for everybody. Everybody is so worthy of these awards, and I can't wait to see what happens. And the other nominees and other categories, it's looking good. It looks really, really good. I love the fact that Ellen DeGeneres' show is nominated. She's just hilarious. This looks great. Looks great, guys. So, let's talk Young and the Restless. All right. For those of you that do not pay attention, why did I just say that? Have never watched my show. If you don't pay attention to me, you're never going to understand. Okay. So, for those of you that have never listened to this show, I'll warn you, I get a little bit brutal in terms of when I don't like a story. So I am going to start with Jack and Gloria. Okay, so the whole thing starts from the beginning here. So the whole Billy and Phyllis affair, a lot of people loved it. And it did have its spark, but I'm old school, so let's just stick it with the, you know, Jack and Phyllis. Love them together. I love who Jack is with her. He's very vulnerable and tender and sweet. And then, of course, we had the reveal where Billy and Phyllis got ousted and Jack slipped out. And that was that alone is Emmy worthy, the way that he reacted to finding out about the affair. I was in tears, like legitimately sitting in front of the TV going, I cannot believe this is happening in front of my face. This is literally legit what would go down. This is how people, that's the best thing about acting is when you are able to focus on not just your lines and your performance, but the fact that you take real human emotions and real human reaction and bring it into to the cards. And that's exactly what he did. So whenever that whole reveal happened, and then Phyllis's reaction, and then the whole part where she was in denial about the split and trying to stay in his orbit and trying to remain his center of focus, and him fighting to ignore the fact that he still loved her, his hatred for Billy. I mean, it was gut-wrenching, and I kept thinking that something was going to come of it. And I'll tell you right now, I have no idea if Phyllis and Jack will ever reunite. I don't know. I would love it if they would, but it's kind of killing it for me because he has this fling with Gloria, of all people. And Gloria's amazing anyway. It's a great character, and she brings some serious fire to the screen, but it's just not something I want to see in a bed with Jack. I love her as a character, but I don't want to see her in that light. So that's kind of killed it for me. I have not been digging the way that Jack has been behaving and treating his sister and treating Phyllis and continuing to hate Billy and this vindictiveness that he carries. I just don't like it. And when Billy said to him the other day, "You're just like Victor," I think that Jack got mad because he knew that was true. He knows that he is behaving badly. He knows it. So when it was all said and done, I'm kind of left numb where he's concerned. I love the character. I would love it if they would stop letting him behave this way. But, hey, I don't write the show. All I can do is send you my suggestions and let you know how I feel. So moving on from that, the Hillary and Devon thing, I just honestly want to walk into oncoming traffic. I cannot stand that storyline. And it's only because it's just beaten to death. And now she's getting involved with Jordan, and he's wanting to get involved with Mariah, which I'm totally fine with because Mariah's adorable, so why not? But this whole back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, up, down, left, right. I'm like, can we just not anymore? And, you know, after several times of banging my head into a wall and having a couple of concussions, I think they're finally at the end of that rope. If not, then, listen, I know where the highway is. I'm not doing this anymore. Let's see what else. Chelsea and Nick, I'm cool with it. It's taking way too long for the reveal of what happened to Adam. I want it revealed that Christian is not Nick's kid. I don't like the way that they wrote Sharon being treated whenever the whole reveal happened, because what she did to me was just not that bad. I just didn't see it as being something where she was this criminal. No, I would never believe that. So, you know, with everything regarding that, I can't wait for that to be revealed. I just can't. And then Jill and Colin, I don't really have much of an investment there. But, of course, I love when they have anything that has to do with Catherine Chancellor. If you bring her into anything, I'm going to want to hear about it. So, other than that, I just haven't really invested my time into that storyline. It's just not really there for me. Ashley and Robbie, weird, okay? That's just what I'm going to say. It's just that chemistry for me is not there. And they've just kind of bounced that character all over the place, you know, him getting involved with Phyllis, you know, in terms of work, not anything else. And then, you know, him even kind of, I don't know, he's just all over the place. And I can tell he really cares about her, and I'd love Ashley to be happy. She deserves it. But I'm not really feeling the whole Robbie-Ashley thing. I'm just not. And, you know, with Scott being around now, I'm just like, please don't put him with Phyllis, which is originally a rumor that was going around. And then there was the whole thing with him dancing with Chloe the other night, and then him sitting down and having this one-on-one with Sharon. I'm like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to set him up with people? Are you trying to test the waters? Are you trying to confuse us? I don't know. I just think that that's just really stupid. You don't always have to have a romance going on there. And I also was saying to somebody, I don't remember who, but I said, if they put Scott with Phyllis, I'm just done. They need to stop doing the whole thing where it's a much older woman with a much younger man. Now, with their age difference, it's not that huge, but it's supposed to be. So, no, just please don't. That's pretty much it. The storylines off the top of my head that I've been watching and taking note to. But the show overall is just great. I just love Young and the Restless. I get so sad when the weekends come because I know that I'm not going to be able to watch it till Monday. But Days of Our Lives just has lost me. Just lost me. I still have it recorded, and I'll look and read the info on it to see if it's something I want to watch, but the only thing that had my attention was Gabby, Chad, Abigail triangle. That was the only thing that had my attention. And I hated the fact that they were chasing Stefano. It's just like, it's hard. And it's just a constant, you know, poke in the side to the fans about the fact that we lost Joe this year, and I just can't. It's just too much. So I just haven't taken the time to sit down and try again. I could pick up right where I left off. I hate the fact that Ariane Zucker's leaving, because Nicole was one. That was the first character I ever invested in, was Nicole and Brady. And she was, well, not Nicole and Brady, but whenever she was hiding the fact that Sydney was not her child. That's when I started watching. So that was, what, 2009? No, when I started watching, 2009? Can't remember. But 2009, 2010. But that's when I started to watch the show, and she was the first character I ever emotionally invested in. So it's kind of bittersweet to watch her leave. But, hey, that's life. Got to do what you got to do and make the best of it. I really just hope that I'm just going to get up one day and I'm going to look and it's going to say that James Scott and Allison Sweeney are coming back to Days of Our Lives, because I would be like, okay, I can't work in the 1 to 2 time slot ever again because I have to be sitting there watching it. That's how invested I was in those two. I loved those characters so much. And they were like my Luke and Laura. My dad was obsessed with Luke and Laura. I think everybody was back in the 80s. Luke and Laura in General Hospital. Everybody was obsessed with them. But anyway, yeah. So I'm back. This is fun. I've missed you guys. And I had to do this today because of scheduling conflicts. I have other obligations tomorrow. But I will be sure to, kind of figure out a set time. We're just kind of playing around with time slots. So just pay attention to the page. If you don't follow me on Twitter, why not? I am going to recommend that you do that. So follow me on Twitter at 3D Soap Reviews. You can follow the show on Facebook. I haven't really done much with Instagram or Snapchat, even though that my people have told me that I need to. It's more of a personal thing for me. I don't know. So follow me on Twitter and follow the show on blogtalkradio.com, 3B Soap Reviews. But the address is actually blogtalkradio.com/3BReviews. So be sure to start following the show and keeping up with my time slots, because it may vary week to week until we can get something set. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've missed you guys so much, and I will be back next week with more awesomeness from Young and the Restless and anything else cool that we can talk about. Peace.